الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many favors. One of the favors Allah ta'ala has blessed us with is the ability to communicate and the ability to speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions this in the Quran. Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Quran, khalaqa al-insana 'allamahu al-bayan. Allah ta'ala says, I created human being and I gave him the ability to speak, the ability to communicate. My dear respected brothers, many a times there are many favors that you and I, we have it, we take it for granted. The ability to speak is also amongst those favors that you and I take for granted. It is such a great ni'mat of Allah. Coincidentally, or we don't believe in coincidence, during the course of this week, I was speaking to a medical doctor, and he was telling me that one of the most frustrating and one of the most difficult situations a person can have is you have your intellect, you have your physical body, you have health, you have your mental faculties, right? But you can't communicate. And everything is right. You want to say something, you can't say it. Then yesterday, while researching this topic, I read an article by Mufti Taqi Usmani, and he says that one of his relatives came sick, and he went through a procedure, and of course he went through an anesthesia, and then in there all his faculties were numb and his tongue also became numb. He said for an hour or so he could not speak, and he said he wanted water. Water was just nearby there. There were people who were around him, his family members, but he couldn't lift his tongue to ask people water. He said, then I realized that what a great ni'mat Allah has given us. And we take it for granted. It is such a great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala says, خلق الإنسان, I created human being, I gave him the ability to communicate and speech. It is something that differentiates and distinguishes human beings from all other creatures. We can speak. In fact, the people of the past, the philosophers, they used to define human being as haywan and natiq, the animal or a type of animal who can speak, who's got the ability to communicate. Now we know that animals also got an ability to communicate, but not with a sophistication, not with a manner, not with a method that Allah has given human beings. So Allah has given us this tongue, the ability to communicate, as a very great ni'mat. But together with it being a very great ni'mat, it is perhaps one of the most sensitive of all the favors Allah Ta'ala has granted us. Out of all the favors Allah has granted us, this remains one of the most sensitive. With it, you can make or break your iman, you can make or break relationship, you can make and break so many things. Therefore, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on so many occasions warned us about the tongue. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every day, every morning, all the organs of the body, they plead with the tongue. In istaqamta, istaqamna. If you remain steadfast, we are going to remain steadfast. You give a commitment, I'm going to go and do this wrong. And we, as the organs of the body, we follow what we have given a commitment. And if you remain steadfast, we will remain steadfast. If you do wrong, we are going to do wrong. This is the reality with regard to the tongue. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who guarantees me that he will preserve and protect two hollow things, I guarantee him Jannah, that which is between his two jaws and that which is between his two thighs. He who protects these two things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I guarantee him Jannah. Such is the importance of the tongue that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَزِلُ عَلَىٰ لِسَانِهِ أَشَدُّ مَا يَزِلُ عَلَىٰ قَدَمَيْهِ Bukhari Sharif Hadith. That a person slips more with the tongue than what he slips with his feet. He can slip very, very, very seldom does it come. There might be muddy terrain and he might slip with his feet. But Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said a person slips more with his tongue than what he slips with his feet. Imam Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi makes mention of this very, very amazing thing. He said one day he was going and it was raining, it was muddy, and he saw a small girl playing. And he told the girl, be careful, you must not slip. Be careful, you must not slip. You might hurt yourself. And this girl was full of wisdom. And she told Imam Hassan, Imam, if I slip, only one girl would be harmed. If you slip, in either way, the whole ummah will be harmed. You are a man of authority. The greater the authority, the greater the harm with regard to the tongue. So this particular tongue is just an amazing aspect with regard to how, on one hand, so important, such a great blessing, we can't do much without it, yet at the same time, it is so sensitive. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day told Hazrat Muadh radiallahu anhu, many, many advisors, he told him, Subhanallah fills half the scale of good deeds. All of that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him many good things. And they said, oh Muadh, can I tell you the root and the principle of all of these things? What is the jar? Yeh sab nek kamon ke jar kya hai? So Hazrat Muadh said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted his tongue and said, that is the root of all the good things. So Hazrat Muadh said, Ya Rasulullah, will we be called into account for what we say with the tongue? So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ثَمِّ ثَقِلَتْ ummak. O Muadh, may your mother have, you know, burden in giving birth to you. I thought that you are a person who was intelligent. And then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I want you to listen to this. Majority of the inmates of Jahannam will go into Jahannam because of the tongue. Majority of the people will go into Jahannam owing to the indiscretions of the tongue. Majority of the people who will go into Jahannam will be because of the tongue. Such is the importance with regard to the tongue. Now obviously, from there, understanding the importance of the tongue, we come to the next stage. The tongue formulates words. Now words is very, very important. The tongue, whatever is in our minds and our thoughts, the outlet for what is in our minds and our thoughts is the tongue. So the tongue formulates what is in our hearts, in our minds. It gives expression and manifestation to that. And that's why words are so important. How do we, from the importance of the tongue, the next thing, what do we say with regard to the tongue, how important it is. Just to give an example, few examples. These words are so important. A person, 70, 80 years of age, right? He comes at a time, and after 70 years of disobedience, 70 years of kufr, once he said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. One time, that particular words wipes away 70 years of kufr. One sentence he said. Someone say, but look at how many bad things he said. But one sentence, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, can wipe away 70 years of disobedience. And similarly, vice versa. Sometimes you can have 70 years of iman. One incorrect word can wipe away. Many a times you and I are not very careful with regard to matters with regard to it. You know, Maulana Zulfikar, while speaking about the tongue, gave one or two examples. He said, someone comes and tell you about the Sharia, and you say, leave your Sharia, man. And you say it in a condescending manner. It can lead to kufr. Sometimes you ask a person, we say it jokingly, but you know, we don't realize what words can do. So sometimes if a person, where are you staying? I'm staying in this village. You're living at such a stage, in such a place where Allah Ta'ala also can't reach. Aliyadu billah. Now it's just a sentence which you and I take to be humorous. But do you know what they realize the impact with regard to it? The impact. Just words are so important. A woman who is a complete stranger to you. You just made mention the the person, the Molana said, you know, Kabul ki? And you said, Hukum ni? Then obviously, immediately, that woman who was a stranger to you, she became someone who is halal to you. With one word. You just said, Kabil, said yes, Kabil. You all know with regard to it, one word. And similarly, you are married to someone for 50 years, and you said once, I divorce you. 50 years of relationship comes to an end. Do you realize the impact with regard to words? One word can make you a mu'min. One word can take you out of the fold of Islam. One word establishes a haram relationship prior to that, which makes it halal. And one word makes a halal relationship haram. People don't take into account this. Never mind a word. Sometimes even a letter can make a difference. A person was gone abroad, and in his fit of love, he wrote a message to his wife, SMS, WhatsApp, whatever he went, and he wrote to his wife, I wish you were here. But he forgot to put the E at the end of year. Do you know what happened? The marriage nearly broke. Instead of saying, I wish you were here, he said, I wish you were her. Can you imagine what happened then? Can you imagine if one letter can make a difference, what word can make a difference? Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Whatever word you utter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got an angel which records each and every word of yours. Be careful with regard to what you utter. Stick and stones will break my bones, but the words will not harm me. Or the way someone will say, stick and stones will break my bones, but my words will break my heart. Wallahi al-Azim, my dear respected brothers, words have got this particular, you know, that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Bukhari Sharif, where said this hadith, sometimes a person utters a word, and he does not realize the implication and the far-reaching consequences of that word, but it generates such good, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will grant him Jannat because of that one word and sentence he said. He said it as such a situation. He brought two warring factions together. He brought the Ummah together. And he said such a word which prevented people from arguing, preventing disputes. He said it, he didn't realize the implication. Bukhari Sharif hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him Jannat because of that one word. And sometimes a person might have many good deeds, but he said a sentence at a crucial time which made two people fight, made the Ummah fight, created fitna in the Ummah. And all of a sudden, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, because despite all his good, Allah, because of that one sentence, will put him into Jahannam. These words are so important, my dear respected brothers. It makes and breaks people's, moods. It makes and breaks people's confidence. Medical doctors speak about emotional abuse. And what is emotional abuse? I want people to think, brothers, before we say any word, measure it, think about it. There's a very famous principle. Measure nine times, cut once. See to it that before you cut, you are sure you are cutting correctly. Before you are going to utter any word to someone, then first weigh the consequences. Pehle tol, fir bol. First weigh the words before you utter it, so it does not cause harm, it does not cause hurt. The Arabic poet had said, جَرَاحَاتِ السَّنَانُ لَهَا الْتِيَامُ وَلَا يَلْتَامُ مَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانُ. The wounds inflicted by the sword or by the knife or by the hands, there is a cure, there is a healing for it. There is no cure and there is no bandage for the wounds inflicted by the tongue. Let me give you an example with regard to emotional abuse. Emotional abuse is, you tell someone who is close to you, constantly you are belittling them. Constantly you belittle them to such an extent that you take away their confidence. They no more regard themselves as worthy. They regard themselves as worthless. Medical doctors say, you see a small child, during the course of his childhood, he picked up something, he broke it. Then you always refer to him as butterfingers, clumsy. That child grows up with this attitude, always fearing of trying something new, trying something that is innovative, because of emotional abuse, because of words which has belittled that child. That child has grew up by saying, my parents always called me someone who was butterfingers, clumsy, Every time he wants to do something, he lacks the confidence. Why? It has come from someone whom has loved him, or at least supposed to love him. You always tell your spouse, you are useless, you are like this. They grow up with that. Huh? Can you imagine, you tell your child, you cause me so much problems, you give me so much difficulty, you make me sick. And all of a sudden, the parent becomes sick. And after becoming sick, the parent dies. What emotional trauma goes to that particular small child? You just said it innocently. You trouble me so much, you make me sick. You become sick. Something happens to you. The child grows up because of what I caused my parents. Look at what had happened. Where are we with regard to weighing what we say? Someone came to the very famous Socrates, Aristotle, and said, I want to tell you something about someone. So Aristotle said, before you tell me something, has it passed the triple filter test? He said, what do you mean by the triple filter test? He said, firstly, tell me, the first filter, is it true? Is what you are going to tell me, is it true? He said, I don't know if it is true or not. I'm just hearing everyone saying something. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمِعَ. It is enough for a person to be termed a liar that he relates everything what people say. Isne ye kaha, usne ye kaha, WhatsApp mein ye hua, SMS mein ye hua. It is enough for a person. So the person said he doesn't pass the first triple test. Then he said, tell me, is it good? But no one relates good news. No one relates good news. Everyone only relates bad news. Whenever someone comes and tell you, did you hear? Then you must remember it's bad news. No one comes and tell you, Alhamdulillah, this person did so much good. Alhamdulillah, this. No one comes and tell you that. I normally give an example. Every day, 100 planes land safely on OR Tambo. Next day, you will never get a headline in the newspaper, 100 planes land safely. Let there be one crash landing. Let there be one plane that comes in and it has to make an emergency landing. The next day you will have a headline. So he said, is it good? He said, no, it's not good. Obviously, it's not going to be good. No one relays good news. Then he said, is it beneficial to me? He said, it's not beneficial. He said, why are you telling me this? Before you say about someone, about anything, see, he passes three tests. What are the three tests? Is it true? Is it good? Is it beneficial? Before you relate anything with regard to something. Brothers, these are things that we never take to know. You know, and even once you say it, no matter how much thereafter you regret it, it doesn't matter there, brothers. It is gone, it is gone. It is there, you can, then you have to live. Someone has so beautifully said, I am a master of what I have not said, and I'm a slave of what I have said. Before you say it, you are a master. You are in control. You are the boss of what you say, what you don't say, how you say it, how you don't say it. But the moment you say it, you have to live with the consequences. You are the slave of what you have said. You know, sometimes one word, subhanallah. At the time of the Battle of Badr, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started off. How did he start off? He went to intercept the trade caravan. The trade caravan managed to get away from the Muslims. Then afterwards, the people of Makkah came to realize the trade caravan is in difficulty. They mustered an entire army. All of a sudden, 300 people went to intercept a trade caravan, and they had to face a full-blown war with a full-blown army which was well-equipped. And at that time, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam then asked the people, say something, should we continue? Should we go back to Medina? Now that a whole army has come, they are coming to Badr, should we take part in this? And Miqdad ibn Aswad radiallahu ta'ala got up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Harib manshit, Salib manshit, khud min amwalina ma'shit. O Prophet of Almighty Allah, go and make peace with whomsoever you want. Go and fight with whomsoever you want. Take from our wealth whatever you want. What you take from our wealth will be more dearer to us than what you leave behind with us. What you take from us will be more dearer to us, will be more valuable to us than what you leave with us. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam became so happy and he said, Miqdad, sit down. You have given coolness to my heart. And the Sahaba used to say, we wished we could have been the ones to have said those words with Miqdad ibn Aswad. Words, brothers, words which gave Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam tasalli. Words which gave Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam contentment. The same words, if we say it, it hurts someone. We are going to have to live with it. Let me conclude with a very, you know, hypothetical tale. How sometimes we say something and it hurts someone, then afterwards you have to live with that for the rest of your life. A child used to be very angry. All the time he used to be angry. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention, one of the signs of Qiyamah would be the rage and the anger of the young people. It's one of the signs of Qiyamah. Our young people are always angry, especially with regard to the parents. But nevertheless, so this child used to be very angry. And the parent one day told him, the father told him, "Oh my son, why are you so angry? You know, if you are angry, instead of venting your anger in different ways which causes harm, go at the back wall that no one is using, that back wall. Take, here's a hammer, here's a nails, I'll put it. Take that and go and knock the nails into the wall. That only that particular wall will be harmed. No one else will be harmed." So every time the child used to be very angry, used to go at the back of the house, take the hammer, take the nail and knock it, right? And one day he came to the father and said, "You know what? 2-3 days, I didn't get angry. I didn't have to hit no nail into the back wall. I didn't need to do anything." So the father said, "Alhamdulillah, what you do now, every time you get angry, you go and hit a nail. But every day you spend without anger, go and take out the nail. And come back to me when you spend more days without anger than with anger, so there will be no more nails left on the back wall." So he did all this. And one day he came very happy. "Abba, what happened? Papa, you know what happened? Father, you know what happened? Today there is no more nails left on the wall." So the father took him by the side, took him by the shoulder, went to him and said, "Oh my son, come, let me go and see it." So when he went to go and see it, he said, "Oh my son, you knocked the nail and you took out the nail. How many days you were angry, you knocked the nail into the wall. Every time you were not angry for that day, you took out the nail. But after you took out the nail, is there a mark still there?" And the son said, "Yes, sir. Obviously, I knocked the nail, the mark is still there." And he said, "Oh, my son, let me tell you, every time you speak to someone, in anger or otherwise, even afterwards, if you regret it, that mark will still remain with the person whom you have said something. You can make a maaf 100 times thereafter, but it is said, it's going to impact upon the person, no matter how much you regret it." Brothers, مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word you utter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got an angel which is recording it. Let us see, whatever we utter is pleasing to Allah. Whatever we utter does not hurt anyone's feelings, because one of the greatest guna that can ever happen is when you break the heart of someone. One of the greatest sins that can ever occur is when you mock at someone and you break the feelings of people. May Allah give you a tawfiq of understanding.